Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the program today, we're talking mining and gaming with Robert Eidhoven from Colasar and Latham. Plus on the Power Pundit panel today, Chris Wicker, Heidi Smith, and Stacy Woodbury. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
Look who benefits from Nevada mining, because mining creates more than 50,000 jobs. Mining contributes more than $300 million in annual tax revenue, with more than 61% going to the state to fund our schools and senior programs. And mining invests right here, where you live, work, and go to school, paying more taxes per employee than any other industry in the state. In good times and hard times, mining is working for Nevada families, working for you. Visit our website and learn more.
As a Nevada business owner, you know how important your workers' comp, accidents, and premiums are to your bottom line. Pro Group provides the leading workers' comp programs in the state. So when we're on your team, your hard-earned dollars stay right here in Nevada. With us, your premiums are an investment in your business. We provide long-term security and stability for your company. Pro Group prides itself on being a Nevada business that does business in Nevada. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are taping this on the afternoon of Wednesday, the 6th of March. And my guest is Robert Eidhoven with Colasar and Latham Government Affairs. Pleasure to have you back on the program.
Thanks,
sir.
Thanks, Sam. Good to be with you.
A lot going on at the legislature, a lot of rumor and innuendo, and I'm hoping that we can clear some of these things up.
Right.
Your colleague at Colasar and Latham also happens to be the Senate Minority Leader, Michael Robeson. When did you first hear about this potential tax on mining?
I had started talking to Senator Robeson over the weekend, where he talked about different ideas, with this margins tax hearing being this week. It occurred on Tuesday. And whether or not there was a belief that there had to be an alternative measure, a competing measure on the ballot, and if so, what would those consist of? And you look at enough polling, as I have in the state politically, usually the biggest bullseye is on gaming's back or on the back of mining. Mining has enjoyed a different status in the state that no other industry has enjoyed, having a tax rate that's set in the Constitution. And Senator Robeson started talking about, you know, well, if we had a proposal on that would lift the cap as SJR 15 would do, it has to pass again, get back on the ballot, get supported by the voters. It would then allow the legislature the ability, or the voters the ability, to then raise their gross revenues. And so he started kicking that idea around. I don't know when he did with his caucus. Certainly he's been floating this idea around amongst his colleagues a lot longer than anybody
but
else.
But not in the Assembly.
I learned details about it on Monday morning at about 7 a.m.
Okay, but the Assembly Republicans, their caucus was not aware of this, or at least supportive of it.
Not that I'm aware of. I mean, I can't speak for who knew when and what, other than when he started discussing it with me.
Okay, but the bottom line is, as we've learned today, that the Assembly caucus on the Republican side is not going along with this.
As far as I know, I think there's probably an education issue that needs to be done. Look, this is a proposal that has been put out there. I'm not sure if the Assembly Republicans or the Assembly Democrats, for that matter, in either body, if anyone else has addressed this issue from the standpoint of here's an alternative or here's a competing measure. So I think there's some credit due to the six senators that stood up and said, we have an idea. Let's look at this. That being said, it's a proposal. It was a press conference. There's still no legislation. We still don't know exactly what Senator Roberson and his colleagues plan on putting forward. It would still have to go through the vetting process of the legislature and get enough votes to and the governor's approval, possibly, to end up on the ballot.
And you don't believe that the governor's going to approve this for one second?
It seems clear from his spokesperson yesterday that he would not support it.
Okay. It's interesting. You represent Las Vegas Sands. Let's put that
Correct.
On the table. And so anything that you say or do is with the knowledge and understanding of Las Vegas Sands.
That's correct. And also, I work for Colasar and Latham Government Affairs. It's different from the law firm. Senator Roberson's a lawyer. I am not. The law practice is separate from the government affairs entity.
Okay, but gaming has already come out and said that they're not in favor of this because they don't want to see one industry be taxed in this manner because if it's mining this year, next time around it'll be gaming.
I had a conversation with Virginia Valentine this morning, the president of the Nevada Resort Association, which when people say gaming, I think they think NRA, which is fine, great, because those are your major players in the state. For a long time, we weren't members. We were pretty new members to the NRA, and we always took offense when people said gaming, but it didn't consider Las Vegas Sands. But yes, I did have a conversation with Virginia, and as far as Las Vegas Sands is concerned, that is a position that NRA has had long before Las Vegas Sands was even on the Strip. And that's all fine and good. As a matter of fact, Sam, Las Vegas Sands agrees that there should not be special consideration or treatment for any one industry. But in this matter, in this case, there is. It's pre-built in.
So Las Vegas Sands is supporting this action?
Well, we haven't seen the legislation yet. We support
in
the concept. In principle, we support Senator Roberson and his five other colleagues in what they are attempting to do, and that is put a competing measure to the margins tax, which will have a significant detrimental impact on our overall economy in every industry. I was at the hearing yesterday. Everyone from dairy farmers to truckers to retail to realtors, gaming, we all have significant concerns about the margins tax, the fact that it'll tax people who don't even make a profit. There's a number of issues wrong. Even the gentleman that the teachers union brought before, who was a so-called expert on the margins tax, probably had the worst showing that I've seen in front of the legislature as far as trying to back up or support his own legislation that I've ever seen. So I think there's a lot of questions there. I don't think there's a lot of support for the margins tax in the building. And, you know, speaking bipartisan here, I don't think there's a lot of Democratic support, certainly not any Republican support that I know of. And so you have six senators who stood up and said, we have an idea. We believe that there should be some more funding for education. And I think, despite maybe a handful of legislators, I think that is the common belief in the legislative body today, and even with the governor, that there should be some funding. Now, there's some responsible folks out there who think that the additional funding must accompany reforms. The governor fought for it. Senator Roberson fought for those reforms last session, and they got some through, and I know they're pushing for more this session. As Las Vegas Sands, we would hope that we would continue to see reforms. And look, if the reforms help turn the tide here for K-12, public K-12 in Nevada, we're more than happy to continue helping fund that effort.
All right, let's take a look at more on this issue and some other sides of this coin when we come back.
To contact Nevada Newsmakers, call 775-857-2244 or go to NevadaNewsmakers.com.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
businesses that work for Nevada.
As the stewards of the land, it is our responsibility to grow our businesses while keeping a watchful eye on our environment. We do this at TRI with conscientious development decisions. For example, the TRI Water and Sewer Companies are designing a new wetland program to polish the waste effluent to a superior water quality standard, while biofuel companies like Fulcrum Bio and Advanced Refining Concepts are producing clean and alternative energy from landfill waste and natural products. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevadans.
The all-new Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is now open in South Reno. You'll enjoy signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. The all-new Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge, inside the Tamarack Junction, just north of the summit on South Virginia.
This segment is brought to you by Hutchison & Stephan, a full-services law firm with services such as business and commercial litigation, government relations, and election law. More information at hutchlegal.com. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Robert Eidhoven. He's with Colasar and Latham Government Affairs, also represents the Las Vegas Sands. Somebody suggested to me today that basically this seems like it's a strategy on behalf of Senator Robeson and the other senators to draw people out and see where their positions are. Would you agree with that?
I don't know if I'd characterize it like that. If that's the goal, I think it will work. I think we have a pretty good idea where most industries stand, especially after the hearing on the margins tax, of where people stand there. Whether it's an effort to draw people out on where they stand on the mining industry and the special protection they enjoy that no one else does, I don't know. I can't speak to that.
Monty Miller, who is a major player in conservative politics in the Silver State, behind the scenes for the most part, is reputed to be in favor of this tax on mining. Would you agree with that statement?
Well, I serve with Monty Miller on the board of Keystone Corporation. I know that he is himself advocated a ballot measure that he eventually withdrew, but he had a proposal at one point to increase the taxes on mining or to set that motion in place. I haven't talked specifically on this issue with Monty, I would assume that he may be in favor of it just based on his past efforts on a different ballot measure. But I just don't know. What I do know is that Monty, there's probably no more ardent opposition in the state to the margins tax, both philosophically and the ability to fund an opposition, than Monty Miller.
One of the things that is interesting that has been raised up, and I'm going to say it out front that this is rumor and innuendo.
Sure.
And so, but there is talk of a group being put together to have an initiative against gaming to raise the gaming tax to between 10% and 13%. Have you heard about that? Are you familiar with that?
No, but it wouldn't surprise me because there's rumors of initiative petitions to increase the gaming tax all the time. Look, gaming and every other industry enters every legislative session having to go in and defend your industry, your payroll, the jobs you provide, the taxes you pay. There's one industry that tends to show up and says, we need more taxes. We need to tax everybody else here. We need to increase everybody else's taxes. And yet that industry enjoys a protection that no one else that they're inviting to the table enjoys. Gaming faces the same, actually a little bit higher of a burden, because people, you look at polling, people tend to support gaming taxes if it means they don't have to increase their own if they're a non-gaming business in the state. People tend to support increasing the mining tax if it means they don't have to increase their own. The problem is the gross gaming tax can be changed at any time in Carson City with a two-thirds vote of the legislature. And it's happened before, and you just don't have the same leeway with the mining industry. Look, and this isn't an anti-mining thing. We're all glad that mining is here and that they contribute to what they do to the general fund and the local taxes they pay, the great community support they do for schools, counties, and so forth, local governments.
But it is an anti-mining profit thing.
But... Well, it's a fairness thing. You can say it that way, or you can say it's a fairness thing. gaming pays 46% of the general fund. We're taxed at we have a gross gaming tax that's three times higher than the gross mining tax. We employ a significant amount of people in the state. And if you want to talk fairness, let's talk fairness, but let's achieve the fairness as we come to the table to talk about the possible needed revenue for the state.
I understand that both floor sessions were canceled today in both the Assembly
That's
and
my
the Senate.
Understanding, yes.
The tone in Carson City has been very angry and negative today. What were your thoughts while you were there?
At the margins tax hearing, there were a lot of tempers flaring yesterday. I think as a hearing went on, those three-hour hearings can take a lot out of you. But I still think we have good leaders in both bodies, and I think the governor, still a very popular governor, has a lot of sway. It's early in the session. I think things will calm down a little bit. Look, as far as the margins tax is concerned, this thing has to be dealt with in 40 days. After that, it's back to the business as usual. The Democrats seem to be willing to continue to have hearings to demonstrate a need for more spending, which means higher taxes and what's in the governor's budget. Aside from this, the sideshow of the margins tax, which was put in place by the teachers union, if we didn't have that debate going on, this would be going on just like almost any other session that you see, especially when you have one party in control. The Democrats in control, using the committee chair positions to bring in witnesses to demonstrate or at least try to demonstrate a need that for higher taxes, and whether they at the end of the day can achieve a two-thirds, it's unlikely, especially with a very popular governor saying that he'll veto higher taxes beyond the sunsets that he's already promised.
Okay, do you think that it was a smart move to bring up this potential mining tax this early in the session?
I think given that the time frame is restricted on the margins tax, again, the teachers initiative put this, the signatures that they submitted required that the legislature deal with this in the first 40 days. And so I think they're the ones who put the timing in place. Senator Roberson and the five colleagues from North and South who came together, stood by him and said, we support this concept. I think they did it based on the timing that the teachers union set in place by gathering the signatures and putting this initiative petition before the legislature, which has to be dealt with in the first 40 days. If they had all 120 days to do this, I'm not sure it would have happened a couple days ago.
Okay, we've got about 20 seconds left. If somebody does go ahead and put together an increase in the gaming tax to the level that we discussed earlier, to perhaps as high as 13%, what would be the Las Vegas Sands response?
Absolute strong opposition. I think you look at the amount of taxes that the entire gaming industry pays, especially the top rate of 6 3/4, the amount of the state, the overall general fund that accounts for, nearly 50% of the entire tax structure, we would oppose that strongly.
And that's where we got to leave it. Thank you so much, and we will talk to you soon,
I am sure.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
I'm Monica Jay here at Christensen Automotive, your locally owned, family-operated automotive repair shop. Their ASE-certified technicians can take care of all of your automotive repair and maintenance needs. Cars, trucks, diesels, RVs, foreign and domestic. They also offer a 2-year, 24,000-mile warranty and financing. Visit ChristensenAutomotive.com for money-saving coupons. Christensen Automotive in Gardnerville, Carson City, and now in Reno. Travel safe with Christensen Automotive.
Get ready for summer with no hidden fees. European Fitness Center is smashing the competition with a limited time offer. Come in now and pay nothing to enroll and just $20 per month. You get it all at European Fitness Center. Aerobics classes from kickboxing to Zumba. Free weights and machines. A pool area with hot tubs, steam room and sauna. Tanning, cardio theaters, and $50,000 of new live fitness strength equipment. Join European Fitness Center now and pay no money to enroll and just $20 a month with no hidden fees. Hurry in. This offer won't last long.
There's always something for you.
Card Player Poker Tour All-In Poker Series, March 15th through the 25th. $300,000 in guaranteed prize money.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel here, raring to go. Stacy Woodbury is here, president of Appearances LLC. Chris Wicker is a spokesman for the Washoe Dems, and Heidi Smith, former Republican National Committee woman. Pleasure to have you all here.
Nice to be here.
You heard Mr. Eindhoven's thoughts, your thoughts on his thoughts.
I think that regardless of the margins tax hearing, I think it's a great time to introduce an alternative idea. I think that the legislature has been suffering over the last 30 days. Everybody's looking at, as he said, ways to raise money to fund education and other important things, and nobody has any idea about how to do it. So regardless of whether you're for or against what they're putting forth, at least they're starting a conversation, and this may not be where it ends up, but I think it's an important conversation we need to have.
But do you think the idea of going after one industry is a good idea?
I think they make, I'm not going to say whether I'm for or against, but I think they make a solid argument.
Bold. Nobody watches this show. You can just come out and say what's
That's
in your mind.
That's not what I hear, Sam. But I think that they make a strong argument about the protectionism that mining receives, and I think that they make an argument that the Democrats have made in the past. So people are taking their little stances, but I think in a couple weeks things are going to soften down, and they'll start to have some discussions that make sense, hopefully.
Chris?
I would give those Republican senators credit for risking some ire on the part of their constituents to try to be constructive in solving an issue. And I think the margins tax is an issue. I just think that it's not a good process to raise taxes by initiative. You know, that's the road that California went down, and sometimes it hasn't worked out so well. It was born out of desperation because the legislature seemed completely unable to act on appropriate tax reforms. But the idea of putting in something that would accomplish the goals of the margin tax and that would be a palliative alternative, I think that's a good idea to try to solve the issue of the margins tax. Unfortunately, a mining tax wouldn't do it. I mean, you just wouldn't raise enough money with a mining tax, and that's the problem with focusing on one industry, is that you just wouldn't raise enough money. So it's not a good alternative to the margins tax, but the idea, I think, is good, and I have to give credit to those Republican senators for raising that issue.
Heidi?
Thank you, my dear. I am against the margin tax. I love mining, but mining has been given something more that the others have not been given, and I think it's time that they stepped up and paid a few more taxes. They are taking out of Nevada something that cannot be brought back. Once what they have taken out is gone, it's gone. Right now, they're making good money. Let's have the tax. But on the other hand, I think it should go to the general fund, and then when the schools need it, give it to them. To say, we are giving you this tax and it's going to schools, isn't going to work. It needs to be every 2 years when we meet, we have to say, yes, we're going to give this much to the schools. There might come a point in time when the schools don't need that much money and it can go to something else.
And the Assembly Republicans, most of whom their districts represent areas that are big in mining, were seemingly apoplectic about this.
Yeah. Well, you know, I think what we've heard from both the media and from what Bob Itoven was saying is that they had no idea it was coming. So I think that they had good
published
reason.
Reports suggest otherwise, by the way.
Oh, did that? Okay. The ones that I read didn't suggest that, so I can see how they might be apoplectic on that. But I think when you look at what Heidi was saying, designating the money for education, I wouldn't be for that. I think that if you're going to make revenue decisions, they need to be revenue decisions to the general fund, because needs do change. The governor has proposed some great reforms for education, and there is more that can be done and will need to be done now and in the future. But dedicating those monies for something specific, I think, is a bad policy decision. That's why we elect a legislature to make those decisions. Chris is right. They seem to have been unable to do that. But you know what? This may be one of those tipping points where they're just going to get pushed by public pressure and saying, you have two alternatives here. Do something, or we will.
Well, that's right. Well, the margins taxes, I think, will pass on the ballot. I think it'll pass unless something very important and constructive is done by the legislature to give people an alternative. And, you know, I think a lot of
business...
Well,
there's likely to be an alternative, because when we've seen this in the past, the alternative comes up with a name that's the exact opposite of what it's intended to do, and hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars, will be spent to push that other alternative. And it'll be interesting to see how both sides react.
tax yet. I wanted to just get a quick take, and we'll discuss this further next week on the program. Dwight Jones, the superintendent of the Clark County School District, fifth largest school district in the country, and came on board as a great reformer at a very large salary, is resigning. The main reason is to take care of his mother, who is ill and needs help over the next couple of months. But the fact that he's leaving after only 2 years, Heath Morrison, who is, quote, the great reformer in Northern Nevada, is gone. What is this doing to the state of education in this state for K through 12?
I think leadership is extremely important. And the way Nevada school districts are structured, you have the giant district in Clark County, you have almost a giant district in Washoe County, and so you have the leaders, you've had great turmoil at the top of those in the last few years at a time when reform of education is talked about and some of it is done, at a time when that is happening. And I think if you don't have strong leadership at the top of those districts, it creates a problem. And I'm not sure which way the problem goes, but I think it's negative either way you look at it, that you don't have leadership. If you don't have that corporate history with the district, then it's hard to go to the legislature and be very constructive as a leader of the school district.
Okay, you guys got about 10 seconds each. I apologize.
I think that you have trouble when you don't have consistency, and 2 years is not consistency. And
I'm disheartened that both Heath Morrison and Mr. Jones have decided to leave. I'm hoping we can look inside to people who are already committed to Nevada that can step up and help lead the reform efforts.
Wouldn't that be a great idea? We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Some people say personal injury claims are all about the money. Well, they're right. It is about the money to help salvage a decent life caused by another person's carelessness.
Go lightly in Vanna, 222-3333.
At Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield, we know you need health insurance that covers your family as they grow.
Sorry, Dad.
No, I'm good.
And if you don't get health insurance through work...
Are you okay?
Yeah.
Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers coverage your family can count on.
Whoa, slow down, Chief.
Especially parents. Whether you need basic coverage for yourself or more protection for your family, Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield offers a variety of coverage options for different needs and budgets. If you're self-employed, retiring early, or can't get health coverage at work, call Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield today for a free quote. Call 1-800-868-0714 or visit anthemforhealth.com to compare plans and apply.
Did you get that number?
I wrote it down.
Affordable coverage from a name you can trust. Anthem Blue Cross and Blue Shield.
What's better than a great deal on a great chair? Getting two for one low price at the Lazy Boy Furniture Gallery's two great chair sale. From contemporary to traditional to classic leather, match them up or mix it up. Pick two great chairs and pair them up at one low price. Plus, save on other furniture to complete your room. You'll like our special financing, too. The two great chair sale, because one great chair deserves another. Lazy Boy Furniture Galleries. Live life comfortably.
Accidents, motorcycle accidents. Injured in an accident?
I'm attorney Bob Vanna. I've been winning injury cases in Nevada since 1976.
Go lightly in Vanna. 222-3333.
On our next broadcast, former Senator Richard Bryan will be here. See you on the next broadcast.